And in his presence, oh glory. Without his presence, we're nothing. We're nothing. I don't care how much Bible you read, you better get in his presence. Amen. But you got to sow, and sow, because without sowing in the Spirit, you reap nothing. A lot of people are waiting on God to do something, and he's waiting on us to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. We must be faithful. Faithful to the end, no matter what's going on. Would you turn your Bibles to Matthew 13, please?
And verse 36.
It says, then Jesus sent a multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us a parable of the tares in the field. And answered, and he said to him, he who sows the good seed is that is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the age. Everyone say end of the age. Which means end of grace. Because grace is God's plan of escape. Amen? So there'll be no more plan of escape. Just the wrath of God. And the reaper, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age, or the end of grace, which is God's plan of escape. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. He's saying his kingdom. Amen? Those who are saying they're Christians and ain't doing the right things. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. I want you to know that we are approaching the final escape. The final escape will be the rapture. But once the rapture is done, it's it. That's the final escape. But God's grace every day makes a way of escape for us. Amen? No matter what. The tares are the devil. The good seeds are the righteous. Again, we're approaching the end of the grace, the plan of escape, before his wrath. His wrath will be World War III. I know everybody's saying, oh, World War III is going to start here. It is not going to start. It's impossible to start. There's not enough prophetic things being fulfilled yet before World War III. Now, there are world-changing events that I want to just share just simply. And in these world-changing events, it means the world will never be the same. Two of them occurred already. Then there's another one coming. Those are just three of them that I'm going to share. In Matthew 28, in verse 16, it says, and the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples. Disciples. Warriors. Not wimps. Warriors. Amen? Disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In other words, leading them into the baptism of the Holy Spirit with tongues and signs and wonders. The gifts of the Spirit, that they may have power to overcome. Teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And to the end of what? The plan of escape. The end of grace. Amen? Right now, so Jesus said, disciples, baptize them, train them up, and he'll be with us all the way to the end. Why? He'll be with us all the way to the end of grace, then we'll be with him. Does everybody get it? It doesn't mean he's going to leave you. It means he'll be with us all the way to the end of grace and the end of the age of grace, to the end of escape, to the final escape. Amen? And then we'll be with him. But woe unto the earth, woe unto the world and those who are left behind. Woe. W-O-E, without eternity. Amen? Go to Matthew 24, verse 3. Get ready. That song that we were singing, that he's coming, you know. And things are just getting started. Well, they are. They're just getting started. We ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, hallelujah. The world might not understand what's happening. In fact, they won't be able to. Matthew 24, verse 3, let's speak it together. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. When is the end of escape? When there's no longer, when is the time is up or there's no more escape? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Many will proclaim to be believers and lead many astray because they'll have itchy ears. They'll want to do their own thing instead of what God wants them to do. They'll be fulfilling their own purpose, utilizing the words of God, his Bible, his gifts, but they'll become lawless. There'll be lawlessness. They won't be able to abide according to the law. That's when Jesus said to them, many come in my name. Saying they've done this and they've done that. They fed, clothed, sheltered, and miracles and signs and wonders. Jesus said, I don't know you, man. You practice lawlessness. Amen? Many will come. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing wars and rumors of wars? Yes. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end's not yet. World War III is not yet. God's wrath is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. There are a tremendous amount of these things, but they're not all being reported. And these are the beginning of sorrows or what we call birth pangs. That means there's something being birthed. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. They will kill you and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Oh man, that's happening right now. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. As I've said before, there's a lot of false media. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Boy, hatred is great. People just have, they got seared consciences. They just murder, do whatever. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Now, there's the beginning of sorrows, and there's tribulation. Then the end of grace. In other words, then the end of the final escape. Why? Because I believe that's when the rapture will be. It'll be in the middle of trib. It says, the beginning of sorrows, then tribulation. Why? Because we're not accounted for the wrath of God. But those whose names are not written in foul, because, you know, your name could get blotted out of the book of life. Those whose names are written in the book of life will escape the great tribulation, which is the wrath of God in World War III. Is everybody okay? The plan of escape. Then great tribulation, which is World War III, which is the wrath of God. It starts with Israel and ends with Israel. Amen? It starts. So there are three major. There's three world major world changing events globally. Now these are global events that have happened. The first world changing event was that fake virus or that virus when people got sick. That changed the whole world. That was a world event that changed everything. The world will never be the same. Things are never going to be the same. If you're expecting things to go back the way they were, they're not. Things are changing. That was the first event. That was a seal that was broken. The second world-changing event is a war in Israel right now. It's the war in Israel right now. It will never be the same. Israel will continue to pursue all those that are against them, around them. The Hamas regime of the Antichrist, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, until they're driven so far away or destroyed. Now, in this, it's very possible that a peace treaty will come, a 7-year peace treaty. But it says it will be broken in the middle of it. So we've got more than 3.5 years left before that can happen. So I don't think that peace treaty is going to come yet. It may lead up to it. Remember, this war will probably last years. It's not over with. But it's the beginning. It is the start. It will lead into World War III. Amen? And the third major world-changing event will be the dismantlement of the U.S. dollar. It's going to be dismantled. It's called Babylon. It's called the dismantlement of the Babylonian dollar of the United States currencies. It's decreasing right now. All nations are coming against Babylon, the harlot, which is the United States. The hunters against the righteous will now become the hunted. Does everybody understand that? Those that have been pursuing the righteous to destroy will now become hunted. Things are going to reverse. This is where it's starting in Israel. Israel's put up with a lot of things. I'm not saying they're perfect. Because they're not. Because the Bible says that there are many Jews who proclaim to be Jews, but they are servants and a part of Satan's synagogue. When you really look at it, who are the all major bank owners and wealthy people? They're Jews. But they're really not Jews. They're servants of Satan, proclaiming to be Jews. Oh, hallelujah. Things are going to be all exposed everywhere. A new birth has started already, not this month. It started. There's a new birth that has started. It's really manifesting. Now, we know we're at the Feast of the Lord. Why? Because now we're at the Feast of Tabernacles, which has come to an end. Now things are really beginning to start. What an awesome thing to be alive right now. You know, you wonder why did God choose us to be alive right now? But he did. We're not going to answer that question. I don't think God's going to give us an answer, except for he says, I love you. I chose you because I love you. You know, you ever be driving down the road and strange things come to your mind. You know, you'd be driving like, gosh, Lord, I mean, you created everything. Man. Who created you? You know, did you ever get a weird thought like that? Where did God come from? And where did you come from? And why have you done all of this? See, he's a love that is so powerful and so awesome that it's hard to reach. Only he can reach you. Does everybody get that? We get glimpses of his love as we enter his presence. But if you talk to anyone that's been taken, abducted by the presence of God, you'll know that his love will rip you apart. and it's still a distance. Even when people have been taken to heaven, the angels have to sustain them. I don't know if you've ever read a book called Beyond the Veil. And it's about children that were taken to heaven. And they were in a classroom in an orphanage. And the people that were outside were watching these kids talk to the angels. And the angels are saying, here, eat some of this fruit from the tree of life so you can sustain. Amazing book. I encourage you to read it. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 144, verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Is everybody there? Who trains my hands for what? War. War, not knitting. War. Not drawing. War. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Hello. I think he was wanting some vengeance. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of the greater waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and those whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Of what? Falsehood. He was asking for divine intervention. And I really believe that we are reaching the place of divine intervention. God trains our hands, it says it in the Bible, but he trains our tongues now. He trains our tongues for spiritual warfare. Amen? Because we're not fighting physical, we're fighting spiritual. So we've got to fight beyond what we see. If you're still getting caught up by what you see and how you feel, then you're dangerous. God can't trust you. Because you're too moved by your emotions. If you're a person easily offended, God can't trust you. He'll sustain you. He'll bless you. He'll prosper you, but he won't trust you. And we want to earn the trust of God. Amen. Why? Because we must be warriors. These are things that must be shaken off immediately, or you can't fight. Amen. If you're too easily offended, you're not a warrior. You can't fight. I didn't see soldiers out in the front line in Vietnam going, oh, this doesn't feel good. Most of them who've been shot kept going. They didn't even let the bullet wounds hurt them and go forth. They were hurting and in pain. It made them more angry because they got shot. Hello. So when we look at the things that's going on in Israel, those things will eventually come to America. Israel is the foreshadow of America. Israel is the brother. America is the sister. Amen. So Israel is a foreshadow of things that are going to come to America. Matthew 16 and verse 1. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came testing Jesus, asking that he would show them a sign from heaven. You know, the sign came from heaven when he was born. And they missed it. And Jesus answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except for the sign of the prophet Jonah, and he left them and departed. They couldn't understand because it was biblical signs. Amen? They couldn't understand the biblical signs of the time and the prophetic events. People can't do that now, only disciples. Only the disciples of Jesus can interpret those things. Only they can tell the signs. Why? Because a disciple seeks for revelation every day. A disciple is in tune with the heart of God. They know. You know, there was a cosmic sign in the heavens, an astrological sign in the heavens on the day Jesus was born. In fact, the 12 constellations are a sign. It is the whole story of the birth, resurrection, and the return of the King in the heavenlies, in the stars. But you don't hear too much of that. It's not taught anymore in schools. They don't think it's taught anymore. The only thing they teach is what sign you are. They teach Ouija boards and things to that degree. Demonic stuff. Horoscopes. There's a reason why it's called horoscope. Because it brings a curse on people when they, you know, people want to know their future so they look up their horoscope. Well, what's the message today? They need to go to the Bible and find the message. They need to be led by the Spirit of God. But it's amazing how they allow those things in school. But they won't allow the things of Christ in school. You know, there was an event that happened, I think last week or something, where all the schools, all the students said we're bringing Bibles. And they did it in one day. And I don't know what happened. I just know I saw it on the news or something, on YouTube or whatever. And all the kids decided they were going to bring their Bibles to school. I don't know how many schools closed down, but hallelujah. John 8, verse 42. Then Jesus said to him, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand my signs and wonders? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil." Woo! I'd say that was a big rebuke by Jesus. Can you imagine him saying to these Pharisees and Sadducees, all these guys dressed in robes, belong to the Sanhedrin club? Amen? "You are your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Wow, what a rebuke. "Many taken captive by deception and fear, left in the outer courts of salvation and outer darkness, with no spiritual awareness of the evil influence which is against humanity, and they have no effect against their attacks because they have no power." None. They're helpless because God says, "My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge of what? Of him. Warfare. "We do not fight flesh and blood, but powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places." Revelation 12, verse 1. Here is a sign, an astrological sign in the heavenlies. "Now a great sign appeared in the heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars, or what we call the angels, from heaven and threw them to the earth. And a dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. That was his resurrection. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, which is the body of Christ, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there for 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. This astrological sign appeared 2,000 years ago on the birth of Jesus. In 1948, Israel became a nation. In 1967, known as the Six-Day War, Israel was finally acknowledged by all the Arab nations as a nation. In the beginning, they refused. See, they attacked Israel again, even after Israel became a nation in 1948. Then they gathered together the Arab countries and attacked Israel again. But they defeated him in the Six-Day War. But remember, Jesus said something very powerful. He said, I have come to what? Rescue. I've come to deliver, to let people out of prison. I've come not in the area of the vengeance, but of a day of vengeance, but I've come in the favor of the Lord. It's a year of the favor of the Lord, which means Jubilee. Now, Jubilee is 50 years, right? So if you add 1967 to 50, it becomes September 23rd, 2017. A sign appeared in heaven again. The same sign is a woman with child. Does everybody understand it? It appeared in heaven then. And on that day, now think about this. Sign appears, the last time appeared on Jesus' birth. Now think this. Jesus' birth was actually what we call 2 BC or whatever. It was on 9/11. Think about that. It was on 9/11. Does anybody understand that? I really believe it was the Feast of Trumpets at that time. But it was called 9/11. So the world now what did they do on 9/11? They destroyed the Twin Towers, didn't they? So the people mourn of what happened on that day, which is to celebrate 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born on that day. Somebody get this? And that sign appeared. Hallelujah. But they missed the signs, didn't they? Many people missed the sign. See, from June 21st to December 21st is what we call fall. It's a time of fall. That's why we've had the fall feasts. Amen? Then we'll be entering into winter. I will believe that it's going to start here soon. God's vengeance. God's vengeance, not his wrath, his vengeance. Why? Because we'll be entering winter. See, 2023 is a total shift of the world. Everything has changed and going to change. It never will go back again. Matthew 24 and verse 19. Woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babes in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. But this is not great tribulation now. This is God's vengeance. Somebody got it. It's not God's wrath. He's vindicating the body of Christ right now. Then his vengeance, or his fullness, the day of vengeance, which is the day of vengeance, which is one day. He's going to destroy a lot of stuff. But there'll be a time of 3.5 years of his wrath. Amen? That's called the Great Tribulation. But we're not accounted for that. We will be rescued before that. Listen, we want to be aware of things that are going on. Amen? So we don't freak out when we see things, the sinking sand around us and all these other nations and wars and rumors of wars. All kinds of things are going to start to shake, man. But we're going to be blessed. We're heading to the tremendous chaos, but tremendous blessings. Depends where you stand. 2 Chronicles 7:13, please. Jesus said, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. And do what? Heal their land. The United States of America was captured by evil with the abortion approval. 50 years ago. Once that law was removed by Donald Trump's administration, favor was restored and healing is coming to our land. Amen? Israel will follow us as an example. See, Israel's a foreshadow, and so are we to each other. That's why things are happening. Amen? It's like Holy Ghost surgery. Revelation 16 and verse 12. It says, and the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. This is World War III. Does everybody see it? Is the Euphrates drying up? Yes. It's gone down 8 feet in some places. But it isn't fully dried up. Where over 200 million soldiers can come across it. That's a lot of soldiers, isn't it? Ain't it a lot against God? They're going to need more than that. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of what? Demons. Performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of all the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. World War III comes to an end. With what? Armageddon. 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll close here. Verse 13. Remember, three major world-changing events was the COVID, the war in Israel, and the next one is the dismantle of the U.S. currency. It's slowly approaching. 1 Peter 1:13, let's speak it. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, your thoughts. Protect them. Hold fast to those things that God has spoken to you. Amen? Don't let the enemy steal them. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to... The grace, oh. The grace, the plan of escape that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he called you holy, you also be holy in your conduct. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who is without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, reverence, honor, and respect to him. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for us, who through him believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope is in God. Since you have purified your souls in obedience and obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love with the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower of the grass. The grass withers, its flowers falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. World events, we're going to see more. Things are happening. Be prepared. Remember, the first two major ones that have changed the world have occurred already. The next one will be a currency change, the dismantle of the harlot's cash. Amen? It's happening. We're in it. And God's going to prepare and make a way. He will not leave us destitute. You won't have to worry about what the heck. Just be led by the Spirit. Stay in fellowship. Stay connected. Amen? And don't be misled. Don't try and do it on your own because you can't. Amen? You know, when we come together, we get revelation. Now, we just got some revelation today. Now, our restraints are stronger. Amen? And you're able to restrain the enemy. That's what this is about. It's not about a person. It's not about a location. It's about God's Word and His Spirit. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask you to protect what's been spoken to us so that it may grow and bear fruit for your glory and prepare our hearts for communion with you.